Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
When I was growing up, I haven't actually grown up yet, but my mum's like, Shane, when are you going to grow up? I'm like, 54, mum, give a brother a break, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, if I haven't grown up by 54, the chances are I'm not going to. It's going to be okay. But when I was a 13-year-old, which was like last century sometime, I was out canoeing one time with my dad. I've told the story many times before about my dad. My dad is like a crazy adventurer. He's like Crocodile Dundee hooked up with Harry Butler. How many of you can remember Harry Butler? Some of you remember Harry Butler. And it's like, he was a crazy man. He loved the wilderness, and we'd go out, we'd get lost all the time. And one time I remember we were out canoeing. How many of you ever gone canoeing in the rivers? So you know what I'm talking about. You're gonna relate to this story. We're out canoeing. It's one of the things we did. We used to race yachts. We used to race canoes. We used to race motorbikes. We'd race anything. And so, but one time we're out canoeing, just having a good time out there, just waging war on the ducks and all that sort of stuff. And we're coming down this river. And as we come around the river, one thing you know, if you've ever been canoeing, you know you do not want to go to the outer side of the bend and get caught up in the willows. The willows are dangerous. Don't go near the willows. You don't want to get stuck in the willows. Well, long story short, we're fanging down. Ding, 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 ding. It's a little bit like Deliverance, but that's a whole nother story. Don't know that movie. But anyway, it's like... Some of you are like, I can't believe you said that. You know what they couldn't believe? We went to the prisons. We went to the prisons on, what day was it? I'm too tired to know. We went to the prisons on Monday. And all the prisoners in all three services thought it was very entertaining when I said, shank you for coming. I said it and smiled, and they all looked at each other like, did he just say what I thought he said? That's all. Anyway, we're coming down this river. How many of you know, a lack of sleep usually equals trouble, trouble, trouble. All right, so we're coming down this river, and all of a sudden we start going out wide, and I'm a 13-year-old, and I'm paddling as hard as I can, but the force of the river, it's just taking us wider and wider. The willow branches are hanging down over the river. I turn around and look at my dad, and I can see the look on his face. Like, he's going as hard as he can. But long story short, it just pushed us under the willows. We were upside down. All of our equipment, I think there might be a photo there, all of our equipment and rifles and whatever was in the boat, it's all gone. All of a sudden, the boat's gone one way, dad's gone another way, and the river is just taking me on this wild ride under the branches. You do not want to go under the branches of those willow trees, because there's a root system that comes out, and then you've got the branches pushing you down, the force of the river's coming behind you. Well, you guessed it. It's just pushing, pushing, pushing. I don't know where dad is. I don't know where the boat is. I'm just trying to swim for dear life. I'm just in the river of life trying to work this thing out and trying to survive. Well, long story short, there's a big branch sticking out, and I've just grabbed hold of it as I've gone about to go underneath it. And I've just grabbed onto it, but the force of the river, it's just pushing, pushing, pushing. And I can feel the other roots up against my legs underneath there, but I'm just hanging on. I'm trying to keep my head above the water. I've got a life jacket on, but how many of you know a life jacket isn't any good when it's going under the branches? All it's going to do is tangle you up as well. So I'm in there, I'm hanging on for dear life, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know how this is going to end, because I know how it can end, because we'd grown up in that world, and so we know how many people drown in the rivers each year. People drown in the rivers, and so I'm hanging on, hanging on, hanging on. Truth is, as I'm hanging on, I'm running out of breath, I'm running out of strength, I'm running out of hope. As the time goes by, I'm just hanging, hanging. I'm a 13-year-old. I was a skinny little, believe it or not, I used to be skinny once upon a time. That's a true story. What happened? I got married. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? As in, when I got married, I was 81 kilo. Praise God. Now I've got 81 kilo in one leg. You know what I'm saying? I was like, but anyway, whatever. So I was 81. But back then, I was just a skinny little guy, and I'm hanging on for dear life. But the truth was, as every minute went past, it's just pushing me under. I can feel it going up, and then I'm just trying to just get my head up and just get a breath, and I'd go back under the water, but I'm just like that. And then I got my arms up over the branch, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I feel my dad grab hold of my forearms like that. He just goes, bang. And I opened my eyes and I looked through the water because by now it's over my head. And I'm looking at my dad and I realize in this moment I got one of two choices. I can hang on to what is actually drowning me, or I can let go and let God. In this moment, I can hang on to the things that are drowning me, or I can let go and let God. Well, in that moment, obviously it was like seconds ago and past, and I realized my dad's got hold of my forearm, so I got to let go of this. I got to let go of the branch. So I let go and sort of just leant back. And as I did that, my dad got his foot, because he's standing on top of the branch. My dad got his foot and pushed it into my chest, pushed me upstream with his foot. And because of that, he was then able to lift me up and put me on the branch. I'm like, then I started crying because I was peeing my pants in the river. And I was like, I thought I was going to die. How many of you know, if you think you're going to die, you will pee your pants? So don't be embarrassed about it. The good thing is I was covered in water, so he couldn't tell. So if you see my dad, don't tell him. All right. So, but my dad saved the day. When I was lost and without hope, in came my father, and he saved the day. Let's give it up, my dad. I love you, Dad. There comes a time when we need to realize that many of the things that we're hanging on to in the river of life are actually things that are going to drown us if we don't let go of them. In Luke chapter 9, verse 23, it says, "Then he said to them all, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever," and I would say this to any man or any woman that is in the house today, "for whoever wants to save his life or her life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it." Friends, can I ask you a question today? What are you hoping in? What have you put your hope in? As we get ready for 2020, I don't know what you're believing for when it comes to 2020. I am believing for the best year of my life. The best year of my life. And it's like, so it's all about you. Well, it is right now. In the context of this is what I'm believing for me. This is what I'm believing for us as a marriage, us as a family, the best year of our life. For Enjoy Church, I'm believing for the best year of our life. If you are an enjoyer, I am believing this is going to be the best year of your life. Now, you might be in church and saying, well, I don't want it to be the best year of my life. I want the well, you can have whatever you believe for. But I'm believing for you it's going to be the best year of your life. I really am. So I ask you, as we get ready for the best year of our lives, what are you hoping in? What are you putting your hope in as we get ready for the best year of your life? What are you hanging on to in the river of life in the hope that it's going to save you? And then I want to ask you another question. How's it working for you? As the famous psychologist says, how's it working for you? Is it working? Are you finding life as a result, or are the things that you're hanging on to actually the things that are drowning you? You've got to ask yourself the question, is this really working for me? I remember, many of you know the story, as a 22-year-old, I found myself in the Aubrey Bates Hospital because I'd been drowning in my own vomit because I'd been drinking far too much, when out of nowhere, the Father's love, just like my dad reached for me. When I was lost, when I was without hope, when I thought this is the end for me, and my father, my natural father, laid hold of me, it was like that when I was in hospital. I was in there. I got myself in there. Just like I got myself in the river. No one put me in the river. No one said, Shane, you've got to do this. I put myself in the river. I got myself upside down. I was the one who nearly drowned. And it was exactly the same when I was a 22-year-old. I did what I did. I put myself in that place. And as a result of where I put myself and the things that I was hanging on to, I found myself upside down in the river of life. But in that place, praise be to God, in that place, the love of God reached through eternity, and God himself reached into my life and into my heart and lifted me up out of the mess that I had got myself into. But the reality was, when I found myself in that place, I still needed to choose. Just like when I was with my dad in the river, I needed to choose. I can hang on to the thing that's drowning me and say, no, and I don't want your help. or I can let go and let my dad. It's the same in the things of life, in the issues of life, in the river of life. Maybe you've come into church today and you're hanging on to all the wrong things and they're actually drowning you. Friends, what's Christmas all about? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but would have eternal life. And if you would be prepared to let go of the things that are drowning you, then maybe, just maybe, the love of God would sweep you up and lift you up and put you in a place where you can hope in God again, or hope in life again. Friends, I want to encourage you today. You can hope in God. Let go and let God. I can tell you the truth. That day, March 28, 1987, became the greatest day of my life. The greatest day of my life. In the last few years, we've seen two Richmond premierships, praise God. They've been great days after 37 years in the wilderness. But I got to tell you, that doesn't compare to the greatest day of my life. I've been married now for 31 years in February, praise God, to the most beautiful woman in all the world. The day that we got married was the ooh la la of my, it was like, that day was like nothing else. But I got to tell you, it still doesn't compare to the day that Jesus came into my life. The day that my two daughters were born, I thank God for that day. Let you know, I love my daughters to absolute bits and I've had the incredible opportunity to do life with them. But I remember the day they were born. I remember Emily, she came out, she was like, hey Dad, I love you, Dad. And it was like, it was the most incredible thing. I said to the nurse, did you see that? She said, she loved me. And she just walked away like you're on something. It still doesn't compare to the day that Jesus came in. Because of the day that Jesus came in, I have this relationship. Because of the day that Jesus came in, I have these relationships. And now with Konnichiwa, praise God, Rio, my son of choice, you know what I'm saying? We worked on a car together the other day. It was incredible. I love this young man. I was like, how does this happen? How does God connect people? How does God bring friendships, relationships? How does God bring his very best around for you and for me? You know how he does it? He does it when we are prepared to choose him over that which we've been hanging on to. But we need to make a decision. I'm going to let go of that which has been drowning me to lay hold of him. And everybody said, can I encourage you today? Put your hope in God. As you get ready for 2020, put your hope in God. Isaiah 49 verse 23 says, then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who hope in me will not be disappointed. I can promise you, I have not been disappointed. For 32 years I've been serving the Lord. And I've got to tell you, life has gone from strength to strength, glory to glory, year after year after year after year. I don't know how he does it. How does he do it? I don't know how he does it. But those who hope in the Lord, I promise you, those who hope in the Lord, when you let go and let God, those who hope in the Lord will not be disappointed. In Psalm 37 verse 9, it tells us, those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. How many of you want to inherit the land? Praise God. 18 of you. That's awesome. I want to inherit the land. All of the land. And you say, what do you mean by that? I want to inherit every good thing God has got before me. I want to inherit fields that I haven't even walked through. I want to inherit dreams that I haven't yet seen. I want to inherit what no eye has seen, no what ear has heard, no mind has conceived. I want to inherit everything that God has got for me. How many of you know, when you hope in the Lord, you will inherit the land. When you hope in the Lord, it's like, Lord, speak to me, Lord. I tell you the truth, if you want God to speak to you, he will speak to you. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, even if they've had 3.5 hours sleep, praise God. They will soar on wings of eagles. They will run and not grow weary, which is great for all of us that are getting older. They will walk and not be faint, praise God. I'm not going to faint. I'm not going to die along the way. I'm not going to keel over. No, because God has got a plan for me and I choose to put my hope in the Lord. We will renew our strength and we'll get ready for the greatest year ahead. As the emblems start to get passed out right now for communion, I'm just going to ask our teams if they can come. That would be absolutely awesome. Friends, what are you hanging on to? What's drowning you? What are you hanging on to in life? What is drowning you? What attitudes? Attitudes. How many of you got some attitude? Got some attitude. I've got to tell you, I've got a little bit of attitude. Now, how many of you know we're meant to have attitude? If you're going to do anything for God, if you're going to change the world, you will need attitude. If you're going to live the plans and the purposes that God has got for your life, you will need attitude. You can't just go through life without having attitude. You've got to have attitude. But what I want to know today is what attitudes are actually the attitudes that are drowning you. What are the attitudes that are drowning you? Some of us would do really well to tell some of our attitudes to be quiet and to get behind us. Can I ask you another question? What addictions? It's gone really quiet in here. What addictions are drowning you? What addictions? How many of you know, when I talk about addictions, we're not talking about necessarily sinful things. We're just talking about things that have got us. What things have got you that, if you were to be honest, they're actually the things that are drowning you? What are the things you need to step away from? What friendships are drowning you? How many of you know friendship is a very good thing, but some friendships can be a very bad thing? After I came out of hospital and started my journey in Christ, there was a season for 10 or 15 years where I had to step away from some of my friendships. And if you know me, I don't do that easily. I grew up with a crowd. We all went to school together. I loved the boys. The boys loved us. We were all in each other's wedding parties. It was just, I love these guys. But I knew when I came to Christ, I couldn't have them and him. I couldn't have them and continue to step into what God had for me. I had to make a choice because they wanted to take me back to the river and drown me, as it were. Friends, I want to ask you today, what friendships that are actually drowning you? What relationships are drowning you? I put my hope in Foster's and that relationship almost drowned me. But when I felt my Heavenly Father reach for me, when I felt his love embrace me, I knew with everything within me, I knew I needed to let go and let God. I have no doubt this morning, there are people all over this room, and if you were to be honest, how many of you know it's good to get honest? Can I encourage you as we enter 2020, get honest with yourself. I know we can fool each other. We can trick each other. We like to put on the front. We like to put on the face as if it's all good. We're all together. But can I encourage you today to get honest with yourself? Just be really, really blunt, honest. Because at the end of the night, when you go to bed and it's just you and your thoughts, you and God, you know as well as I do, you can't hide in that place. You're as real in that place. I have no doubt as we come to this time and we're about to share communion, there'll be people all over this room. And if you could be really honest with yourself, you'd admit that you're tired of fighting against the currents of life that are looking to push you under and drown you. So much in life is looking to take us out. So much in life is looking to drown us. So if that's you today, can I encourage you, put your hope in God. Let go and let God. Put your hope in God. Put your trust in God. For he is for you, he is not against you. I say he is for you, he is not against you. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. For he who promised is faithful. I wish I could be as faithful as he is. I really wish I could be, but I know I'm not. But I wish I could be. I know that I, if I haven't already, will let you down, but he will never let you down. I know that if you put your hope in the wrong places, chances are you're going to get burnt. But if you'll put your hope in God, he who promised is faithful. Faithful to the very end. What he says is what he means, and what he says is what he does. What he says is the word, and his word is unfailing to 1,000 generations. He's not like man that he should lie, but unfailing and faithful in all of his ways. Matthew chapter 12, verse 21 says, and his name will be the hope of all the world. And his name will be the hope of all the world. And his name is Jesus. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Prince of Peace. He's Almighty God. He's our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our God. And he's our friend. There is none like him. There is none like him. And he loves you to bits. And he wants you to love him to bits. He who promised is faithful. You can put your hope in God. As we're about to take communion, and I think most of us have probably received the emblems or the elements by now. As we partake today, can I encourage you? We're going to partake and we're going to receive the forgiveness of sins and we're going to receive power for healing. But I want to encourage you as we take this today between you and God to make a decision. Can I encourage you, friends? It's time. It's time now. Some of you have put your hope in God on one hand and your hope in the world in another. Some of you have got your hope in God in one hand and your hope in friends in another. Some of you are like 50-50, phone a friend. Can I have an each way bet? I'll take one on first place and one on second. You know what I'm talking about. We say we love the Lord with all of our heart, and we do, but we've got options. Options. As in, these are the days where everybody wants options. I'm very aware that with the younger generation, they very, very rarely respond to an RSVP by the date that it's meant to be RSVP'd by. Why is that? Because they don't want to make a commitment to that in case something else comes along. Friends, can I say this to you? When you try to do that in the kingdom of God, you lose. Because as long as you're hanging onto the branch that's trying to drown you, you drown. There's no life there. Life is in the arms of Jesus. And when he's reaching for you, that is the time to let go and let God. That is the time to say, I'm out of here. I'm not going to hang on to this for any longer because I know at the end of the day, it's going to take me out. But I'm going to put my trust in God. I'm going to put my hope in God. I'm going to reach for everything that he has got for me. As he reaches for me, I am going to reach for him. So if we can stand to our feet today, I think this would be wise for us to come to this place. Say, Lord. You don't need to say, Lord. I'm going to say, Lord. But you can say, Lord, if you want. But it'd be wise for us all to come to this place and say, Lord, I'm not going to do this anymore because it's drowning me. It's drowning me. Some of you are here this morning, and if you could be really honest, you're drowning. You're drowning in lost stuff. You're drowning in heartache. You're drowning in brokenness. You're drowning in regret. You're drowning in unforgiveness. You're drowning. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish. Drowning in the river of life, but would have life in Jesus' name. If you'll allow the Lord to lay hold of you and to drag you out of this river that's drowning you, you can have life and you can have it to the full. It's not my word. It's his word. And the one who promised is faithful. Why don't we pray? Father, I thank you today for my brothers and sisters. I thank you, Lord God, as we come to this place, this time of decision. I pray, Almighty God, that this communion today would be not just communion, not just a moment in church, but it would become a moment in church. A moment of decision, Lord God, where we would decide to let go and let God, to let go of the things that are drowning us, to lay hold of the God who saves. I thank you, Lord God, that we can put our hope in you in the knowledge that you are true to your word and you are always forever faithful. I thank you, Lord God, you won't just be faithful to one generation, but to all the generations that follow after. I thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done to get us here today. For Lord, surely, Lord God, Lord, you didn't just come from heaven to earth, but Lord, you have worked throughout generations and you have worked throughout our generation. And you worked throughout our relationships, Lord God, to have us in this house today. And you have performed a miracle to get us here. But now I pray, Lord God, as we stand with our communion in our hand, I pray that we would let go and let God. I pray, Almighty God, that we would decide to let go of the things that would drown us and lay hold of the arms that would reach for us. I thank you, Jesus, that you gave it all. I thank you, Lord, that you laid down your life. that we might have forgiveness of sins through your blood. I thank you, Lord, that we might have healing, Lord God, healing. Lord, healing in our physical bodies, Lord God, because of your body that was broken for us, because of your body, Lord God, that was tortured for us, Lord God. We have healing in our body, and through your blood we have forgiveness. But I pray, Almighty God, as we partake today, we would not just receive forgiveness and we would not just receive healing, but we would receive, Lord God, a revelation from on high of just how much you have for us, Lord God, if we would actually trust you, if we would really put our hope in you, Lord God, and let go of the things that are detrimental to our life and lay hold of the arms of the one who is reaching for us. I pray, Almighty God, we would have a revelation. I pray today we would decide, this is our year. This is our year. This will be our year where we put everything else behind us and we lean into the loving arms that are reaching for us today, Lord God. I pray, Lord, as we partake, we would receive forgiveness, we would receive healing, we would receive revelation and strength to go the journey with you in the knowledge that you and you alone are faithful. In Jesus' wonderful name, everybody said, amen. Let's partake, church.